I'm Michelle Durham with three things to know right now. Police are still trying to identify the person who killed one man and wounded five others at a Southwest Philadelphia graduation and Father's Day party. This shooting, the culmination of a violent weekend in the city that left several dead and dozens wounded. State Senator Anthony Williams calling on Governor Wolf to get involved. The governor is reviewing the request. The former principal of John Wister Elementary School in Philadelphia has stepped down after his April arrest in connection with a fatal hit and run almost 2 years ago. Now, his employers were not notified of his arrest until just last week. Investigators believe that 37-year-old Jovan Weaver was driving a red Lexus along City Avenue when he hit 58-year-old Anthony Rogers as he crossed the street. Now, Weaver also stands accused of leaving the scene and allegedly trying to set his car on fire on a Logan Street. A program aimed at building community through shared meals is relaunching another phase of its project. Breaking Bread, Breaking Barriers is designed to bring people together who normally wouldn't want to talk or get together. The dinners are set up by Catalyst Community Conversations in public parks, and officials say it works. In Southwest Philadelphia, the African and African American community leaders didn't know one another, and now they share an office. In sports, the Phils take on the Nationals in D.C. tonight. Let's check your CBS 3 Eyewitness forecast. We do have a flash flood watch until 6 a.m. tomorrow. We'll see cloudy, hot, and humid conditions with rounds of showers this afternoon, high 84. Cloudy tonight, thunderstorms possible, low 70. And tomorrow, generally overcast skies, showers likely, with a few thunderstorms possible, high 83. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.